بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Mulana, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. And because of Iman, we are classified Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Iman without any great effort on our part. And because of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us as Muslims to think in a particular manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the Shariat, which has been expounded by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we should adhere to, follow. For the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends on that. Acting contrary to Shariat, acting contrary to Quran, acting contrary to Sunnah, acting contrary to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter in which part of the world you are and no matter who you stand near. Few years ago in this masjid I spoke on the topic freedom of speech in Islam. This year I decided to write something on it, and the brothers requested that I should continue the topic. Apparently it was not complete. In brief, what I mentioned 2 years ago, then I will continue. We mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed man with 5 senses. Ability to see, hear, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left man to do what he wants with those senses. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed mankind with the ability to see, but he has also stated that we must look at certain things and abstain from looking at certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to hear, and has told us via Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that listen to this and abstain from listening to music, etc. Every sense Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, every ability in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, with restrictions, with limitations, with parameters, with laws and regulations that do this and do not do this. If you do this, you are within the Shariat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and have mercy on you. And if you contravene the Shariat, you utilize the ability and facility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, then you will go against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to speak, to express ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed certain restrictions upon the Muslims, and you will learn soon that even upon the non-Muslims, that they cannot say things against Islam, Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And these days, it has become a common tendency amongst the Muslims. One is making blasphemous statements. Muslims talk amongst themselves, discuss amongst themselves, sit back in the luxurious lounges and philosophize about Islam and try to solve the whole Islamic world problems. In the process, in their discussions, they make blasphemous statements. They make statements contrary to Quran and Hadith. They at times speak ill of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And the other one is that a Muslim these days, he utters the word divorce. He speaks of divorce. He uses these words talaq, how he wants to and whenever he wants to, freely, directly, indirectly, without controlling his tongue. And many a time a person is living in sin, not realizing that he has divorced his wife. And this, both these actions, saying things against Islam and saying things against your wife, as a direct result of not sitting amongst the ulama, not sitting amongst the learned, not studying about Islam, or having little knowledge about Islam. And having little knowledge about Islam leads to blasphemous statements. Because a person does not know that I have got certain things to say and certain things I cannot say. And Islam, we are not a people without a law. We are governed by laws. We are ruled by regulations. A lawless society is not a civilized society. In Islam, you cannot say against Deen and Quran whatever you want to, whenever you want to, however you want to. We are a civilized people. We are organized people. We are disciplined that we can say things, and certain things we cannot say. It is stated, fuqaha have written, that a person who says anything against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he abuses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he belittles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he vilifies Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he speaks ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slanders Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he must be executed without any mercy. Or he must be crucified. Or his hands and feet must be amputated. Or he must be given life imprisonment. Or he must be exiled to a very far place. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people who went against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's orders, who spoke ill about him, and when the Sahaba retaliated and defended Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always expressed joy. To this extent, there were five people at one stage who spoke and abused Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam stood by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Mataf area. These five people came and made tawaf. Those kuffar and mushriks, they should make tawaf also. When they completed their tawaf, then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cursed one of them, that may he become blind and have no children. And may these five die a wretched death. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam took a green leaf and threw it at that person's eye. They stated that the person became blind immediately. The next person that passed, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pointed his finger towards his belly. His belly became huge. And that person passed away. The next person passed. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pointed to an old scar on the ankle of that person. That began to become sore immediately. Swell up. And that person died. Another passed. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pointed to his feet. That person immediately proceeded to Taif, where, while tying his donkey, a thorn pierced him. He swelled up and he died. The fifth person passed. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam pointed towards his head. His head filled with pus and matter. That person died. Abu Jahl, the enemy of Islam, once he boasted amongst the Quraysh that tomorrow I will put a rock onto Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and finish him off. These Quraysh, the mushriks, at a place in the Mataf area called Darul Arkam, they should sit and plan and ploy against Islam, against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came as usual and started performing salah. Abu Jahl picked up the stone and he waited for the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sajda. Abu Jahl picked up the stone to throw it upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His companions were watching him, and to their surprise, because they thought he's going to throw it, he began to tremble. He left the stone and ran back to them. They asked him, "What has happened?" He said, "When I decided to throw the stone, I saw a huge stallion in front of me. Its head and shoulders huge, its teeth big, ready to chew me up, which gave me such a fright I left the stone." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that if Abu Jahl did not move, Jibreel, who appeared like the stallion, should have chewed him up. Narrations have reached us that during the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, three blind sahabis, there are three different incidents, they should stay or either were married to Jewish women, and these women should speak ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one case, the person says that from that Jewish woman I had two beautiful sons, and he described them, he said, two beautiful pearls. He could not see, but because of the behavior of the children, he described them like two beautiful pearls. But his wife, a Jew woman, should abuse Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day, the strength of Iman could not take it. He stabbed her to death. And the blood spilled on his children also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this and he approved of that action. Another person should stay by a Jewish woman. She should speak ill of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are all blind. One day, he became very angry. He strangled her. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about it. He approved of it. These days, people just say things about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the end of the day, say, "We love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Speaking in Islam has to be controlled, monitored, disciplined, and within what Allah wants us to do, within what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do. One person says, and he narrated this to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, "Ya Rasulullah, I was seated in the gathering and my father was addressing the gathering." My father was addressing the gathering. And he should repeatedly speak ill of you, "Ya Rasulullah." This time I could not bear and control myself. I lifted my spear and I struck him to death. I lifted my spear and struck him to death. The son striking his father to death. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam approved of the action. Masjid al-Nabawi, during the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, two people were raising their voice in the Masjid al-Nabawi, which Umar was alive. These days you go to the Masjid al-Nabawi, you go to the Masjid al-Haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so merciful, he took us there. But the amount of disrespect you see is unbelievable. But alhamdulillah, one thing I must say, that a Muslim from South Africa has got some ihtiram of the masjid, has got some respect for the masjid. And this is the barakat of the Friday talks, of the madrasa education, of sitting with ulama, that a Muslim from South Africa, he will not handle the Quran how others handle it. He will not have disrespect to the Kaaba. He will not put his feet and face towards the Kaaba. And some, with the help of Allah, got some strange things they do there. They sleep, and when Azan time, they just get up and start their Salah. And some also do some strange things too. They sleep and discharge wind, and they will get up and make the Salah. But alhamdulillah, we have observed the South African Muslim, he has got adab of the Masjid al-Nabawi and the Haram of Makkah. And we should be happy about that, that our ta'lim is fruitful. These people, two of them were raising their voice in Masjid al-Nabawi. And Quran al-Kareem ayat is there, which is written, where Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is buried, it is written there that do not raise your voice above the voice of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hadhrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who told them that, where are you all from? They said, oh, we are from Taif. They said, wallah, if you were from Medina, I should have chopped your heads off. If you were from Medina, I should have chopped your heads off. One person says that I was in Tabristan and Al-Hassan bin Ziyad was giving a lesson to his students. One person got up and he spoke ill of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Hassan instructed his servant, bring a sword and strike his head now. Servant brought a sword and struck that person's head, killed him. During these times, Muharram times, the incidents of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu are exaggerated. The Shia speak ill of the Sahaba. The Shia speak ill of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And an open proof, respected elders, pick up any Shia magazine, pick up any Shia journal, pick up any Shia book, they only talk of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. They never mention Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Why is that? Question it, why? They only praise Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and we also do that, but they never mention anything about Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what they say about her, respected elders, I do not even want to narrate it. It's so filthy. But they are classified amongst some Muslims as good people. It is stated very clearly. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the one who speaks ill of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is a kafir and he must be executed. He must be executed. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah alayhi states that a person who speaks ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you must shed his blood. Imam Shafi rahimahullah alayhi says that a person who speaks ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you are allowed, you are permitted to shed his blood. Imam Awza'i rahimahullah states that a person, even if he is a non-Muslim, he speaks ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shed his blood. Execute him. Fuqaha of the opinion that a Muslim a non-Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, if they speak ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, execute him. Put capital punishment on him. Do not let him be on the surface of the earth. Fuqaha say, there are two things, the rights of Allah and the rights of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rights of Allah, if a person speaks ill of Quran, if a person speaks ill of Islam, if a person speaks ill of the Sharia, if a person speaks ill of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, execute him. If a person speaks ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abuses him, to this extent fuqaha have said that if a person says, and Allah protect us, if a person says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothing is untidy, execute. How much? A person says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothing is untidy, execute him. And these days, people say what they want, how they want, when they want, concerning Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all under the light of freedom of speech. The modern world, freedom of speech. I do not want to mention what they have passed in the British Parliament, or in the Indian Parliament, or in the American Parliament about freedom of speech. Because our law is not based on their law. Our law is our law. We have got our law. And we are pleased with our law. And a Muslim must be pleased with his law for him to get spiritual salvation and elevation. So respected elders, we can see from the Quran, the Hadith, life of Sahaba, that we cannot say what we want. It is stated, fuqaha have said, that if a person abuses the Sahaba, speaks ill of the Sahaba, then he must be flogged. And the Qazi of the time, the judge of the time, he can pass any ruling against that person who speaks ill of the Sahaba. To admonish him. They say that one person spoke ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qazi of the age ruled. He was a poet. Firazi. The Qazi of that age ruled, execute him. They executed him. And they placed him on a pole in the area. So that the people must know that this person has been executed for speaking ill against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fuqaha has stated this much too. If a person is a Muslim and he spoke ill of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now the judgment has been passed on him, then execute him. Then he said, no, I will leave Islam. Fuqaha has said that even if he leaves Islam, still execute. Still execute. So this person, they put him on the pole after executing him. It is stated that the pole automatically swung his body away from Qibla. And the blood began to pour from his body onto the floor. And a wretched dog appeared from somewhere and began to lick his blood. The Qazi of that age quoted the hadith and stated that a Muslim's blood is never left by a dog. This person is definitely a daughter Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand thee, to protect thee. And one of the methods we can do is by implementing thee, by bringing thee into our houses and making our masajid abad. Respected elders, we live in this country, the weather is good. The opportunity to make ibadat is there. Every facility is here. When we travel and see that there are so many other places which do not have the facilities that what we have got. So we should make maximum use of what we have got. And those people who speak ill of Sahaba, for certainty I am saying you, and with certainty, that they are misled, that they are gumrah and they are misleading. No matter how beautiful they present Islam to you, remember that they are going towards hell headlong, speedily. Those who speak ill against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are inviting the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as Muslims must spare no avenues in speaking against those people who talk ill of Islam, Quran, hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also let me tell you, that the fuqaha have stated, that any Nabi, any Rasul, if a person speaks ill of him, whether it be Isa or Musa, Ibrahim or Dawood, Suleiman, any Nabi, any Rasul, if a person speaks ill of them, whether he be Muslim, Jew or Christian, then he must be executed. This is our law. And our law is the just law. Because we have to protect the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's position, status, honor and dignity. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to learn about Islam, to say the truth, and most important of all, to bring Islam into our homes and ourselves and practice Islam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.